Have you ever said, boy, I can tell you what, I can see right through him? What that usually means is that we can see through somebody's demeanor or what they're trying to present to us, and we can see the falsehood. What if it were to be that people could see through us, and instead of seeing any falsehood or any selfish ambition, what they really saw was the desire for us to follow Christ, the desire for us to make decisions and lead in a way that would glorify and bring honor to Christ? It's really hard to do in business, because many times in business we do this thing called negotiating. And in order to negotiate, what we do is we put on a facade that people might not be able to see through us. We want them to see the facade. And some of us are really good at presenting that facade. I know the times that I am presenting a facade, something that I want them to see. It could be anger when I'm not angry. It could be a sense of righteous indignation when in reality is I want to manipulate. Whatever it is, the facade or the mask that I wear keeps people from seeing through me. And we think that's good. I mean, we think that that's the way we should do it. Imagine if we took the facades down and if we took the masks off and we really let our followers, our peers, we let people that we work with in the marketplace, customers, suppliers, we let them see through us. And the transparency with which they see through us, they ought to be able to see the core of what makes us tick, what our motivations are. Not selfish ambition or things that would bring glory to us, but simple obedience, love, and trust, and that we would bring glory to our Lord and King. Today, let people see through you only if what they see is Christ, and if what they see is falsehood or what they see is a facade, let's take it down. Let's let people see through us to see Him. Have a wonderful and glorious, blessed day in Jesus.